Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll be celebrating Passover, which began last night, and Earth Day, which is coming up on the 22nd. We'll hear the piano trio Jerusalem Windows by Dorothy Hindman, the chamber piece View from Mount Nebo by Judith Shaton, and in between, Alexina Louie's Heaven and Earth. Dorothy Hindman was born in Miami, Florida in 1966. She had an intense early exposure to classical music from her mother, a gifted classical pianist and scientist, and her father, an actor, and at that time the manager of Miami's classical radio station. But her preferences started with rock and roll. Formal music study began late for her, at age 16, when she entered college as a piano major with the intention to study synthesis. This path led her to avant-garde electronic music, and at 19 she began a composition major at the University of Miami, graduating magna cum laude. Her studies continued at Duke University with Stephen Jaffe and Thomas Oboe-Lee, receiving her master's in composition in 1989. In 1990, she became a university fellow at the University of Miami, resuming her studies with Dennis Kamm. Hindman is regularly commissioned and has received numerous awards, among them most recently the 2005 Almquist Choral Composition Award, the 2004 Nancy Vandeweghe International Composition Prize for Opera, and the 2004 winner of the International Society of Bassists Solo Composition Competition. In addition to her compositional activities, she is an active presenter of new music, co-founding the ensemble Uncommon Practice, and serving as their composer in residence. She regularly gives pre-concert lectures on the contemporary music presented by the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. Hindman has taught music theory and composition extensively, and in addition to teaching at Birmingham Southern College in a post specifically created for her, she gives master classes and holds residencies throughout the United States and Europe. Here is what the composer writes about the trio we're about to hear. Jerusalem Windows takes many points of departure from Marc Chagall's stained glass windows of the same name in the synagogue of the Hadassah Hebrew University Medical Center in Jerusalem. In 12 windows representing each of the tribes of Israel, Chagall combined religious and natural imagery and small images of his hometown of Vitebsk and his trademark strong colors and experimental glasswork techniques developed by Charles Marc to create both intimate and powerful emotion within towering, bold, abstract works. Like the 12 windows, the music has multiple themes. 6 that are transformed and fragmented and later juxtaposed experimentally over 36 formal sections to create new and unusual colors. The opening theme is developed harmonically in both abstract and more familiarly tonal ways. The golden mean proportions are used formally. Rapidly shifting harmonies, timbres, and textures create occasional moments of intimacy within a broad, colorful, abstract framework. The music is wild, complex, and rich, forcing the listener's ear to travel over it the way the eye travels over a Chagall. The trio was commissioned by the Music Teachers National Association and the Alabama Music Teachers Association. We'll hear a performance of it now by the Danilevsky Trio.